Welcome to Afyom Yerushalmi, Shira's sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages in the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Nun Hei in the Oyz V'Hodr edition, Perek Shmini, starting Halacha Gimel in Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on Shechotzer V'Anshim Mirpesis. You have people that are living on a higher floor, and they join together with a porch. They have a Mirpesis, they have a porch that joins many apartments that open up to the porch. And then you have the Anshim Chotzer, the lower floor. There is many people that live in the chatzar. Sheshakachu v'lo yirvu. They didn't do an eruv between them. Each one, they did an eruv for themselves. The Anshim Mirpesa did their own eruv, and the Anshim Chatsa did their own eruv, but they didn't join together. Kol shegavoya asara tfachin mirpesas, pochus mikan l'chatzar. So the Anshim Mirpesa can use the area of the mirpesas, they can use the area of the porch, and they can use anything which is high and close to the porch. They can use it as well. So if there's something that's sitting in the chatzar, but it's a pile of anything or pole that goes up and it's close to the porch, they can use it as well. If it's a height of a sarat fakim, it belongs to the mirpesis. And if it's less, it belongs to the chatzar. Continues the mission. It says, Chulia sabor v'hasela. The earth which is coming out of the pit and stands, it's the pile of earth next to the pit or a rack. Gavoyim asarat fakim, if they have the height of 10 fakim, La mirpeset, so the mirpeset uses them. Pachas mikan the chatzar, less than that, they belong to the chatzar. But men v'ra morim besmucha, that's only if these items, these poles, or the earth, or the rock, is close to the mirpeset. Avla muflekin, if it's further away, filu yigvar asar tfachim lechatzar, so even if it's 10 tfachim in height, lechatzar, the chatzar will use it. And the Mishnah says, Eizeh smucha, what does it mean? It's close to the mirpeses. Kol she'ein erichoyka arba tfachim, that's now more than 4 tfachim away. Says the Gemara, v'lo shel techtoinimi? Meaning the question is, whatever is in the chatzar belongs to the chatzar. So if I have a pole, which is 10 tfachim high, doesn't belong to bnei chatzar, mean dini mominis. Now the people of the mirpeses, they're using it, they're stealing it. So they can use that on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, my view is the If you have a churba, you were talking about a dilapidated house, which is in the chatzar of Shimon, and Shimon uses it, so it belongs to him. So even though it really the ownership is Reuven, but if Shimon is using it the whole week, so it's considered to be his for Shabbos. And this is the lashon that we have in the Bavli, that there's no gezel in Shabbos. I mean, we don't go based on the monetary ownership in Shabbos. We go in the way, the one who usually uses the place. Says the Gemara, Pshita Adomil, so this is what we know, we learned it earlier. Lezeh Pesach, ulezeh Pesach, Shnei Masurim. If there's an area that two people have, two different chatzeres have access to it, one has a door to it from one side, one has the other chatzer has another door to it from another side, so then it's also because it's considered to be that they both have reshus in it. How do we know that? Because we learned it, min habayis shebein shnei chatzeres. The brice that we learned before, that if you have a house between two courtyards, so if there is no mechitza in between, the house belongs to both courtyards, and they're always starting to show it unless they did an eruv. But what happens, lezeb ezriko or lezeb eshilshul, you have a place which is in between a lower floor and a top floor. The lower floor needs to throw in order to use this area. And the top floor does shilshul. Shul means that he drops down from where he is to the place which is in between. So who did this place belong to? So the Moshul Amah Shilshul Motor Shukedakre. It belongs to the higher floor, the one who's going to drop the thing down, because it's more derech to use it this way than to throw it up. Vesrika Asura Sheina Kedakre, Vesrika Asura, because it's not normal to do it that way. Rav Amah Loi Osoklum, meaning nobody can use it, not the top floor, not the bottom floor. So the Moshul Masniso Pligal Rav, meaning our Mishnah doesn't work with Rav. Explains the one that from Hamud base. It says in our Mishnah, Kol shekavoya asarat tfachin lemirpeses, pochus mikan lechatzar. And the one understands that we're talking about here, you have a pole, which is 10 tfachim high, but the mirpeses, the porch, is higher than that. So the porch needs to use the b'shilshul, and the mirpeset needs to use the b'zriko. And we say as long as it's 10 tfachim high, it belongs to the mirpeset, even though they have to use the b'shilshul, they have to use it by dropping it down. As the Gemara explains, lo lezeb b'zriko, lo lezeb b'shilshul masnisa. I mean, aren't we talking about that it's a zrika for the bottom one and shilsh for the top one? Says the Gemara, no. B'toch shloisha tfachim la'ilyoino, she'ilamalam asar tfachim la'techtoino. We're talking about is this pole is within 3 tfachim to the porch, to the mirpeset. Because it's within three tefachim, you say lower, it's considered to be, it's in the same height as a merpeset. It's not a shilshol. There's no dropping down. And if it's 10 tefachim higher than the techtoino, so then it belongs to the merpeset. But my pligin Rav Shmuel, but the machlokes Rav Shmuel b'shove. Shove means that it's equal distance from the bottom and the top. It's more than three tefachim below the merpeset and above 10 tefachim from the bottom. So it's somewhere in between. That's where you have a machlokes. Says the Gemara, Yashem Churbo. If you have a dilapidated house between the two chatzers, you give it to the rightful owner. Even though we learned before, they go with the person who uses it more. Here we're talking that both can use it. So therefore, it belongs to the owner. That's good if you're using a door to get into the churbo. But what happens, the only usage of the owner for the churbo is through a window. Still goes to the owner, even though the usage that he asked for the churba is through a window. So says the Gemara, there's three churbas. So you have three churbas. The two churbas in the edge have a door, and through the door you get to the chatzar, to the house, which is next to the churba. The middle one doesn't have a door. The middle one, you have to use a bezrika, I mean, you have to throw things over there. So therefore, the churba, which is open to the chatzar, which is next door to it, that belongs to that chatzar. The churba on the other side, which is open to the chatzar, which is next to that, the other side, that belongs to that. The middle one that they use only through throwing, I mean, through windows, so that's that they both own it, and therefore they can't use it without an eruv. Says Moy Matai, that's only bizman shem tsoi shel shteim. It's only if the middle churba belongs to both of them equally. So then you say that they have a shutfus and you have to do an eruv. That's the case of Reb Chaim. But if one of the middle churbo belongs to one of the Baalei Chatzer, one of the edges over here, so each one uses the churbo next door to him, and then the one in the middle belongs to the owner. And even though he uses it only through Zrika, he still goes based on the ownership as we just saw before. Continues the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, if you have a bor, you have chulias abor, you have the earth around the bor, the pile of earth around the bor, so that if it has the size of four, the width of four, so it's bifnei atzmoi, and then it's not considered mokar p'tur, and it belongs either to the chatzar or belongs to the porch. Just to add to that, if it would be less, so then it's a mokar p'tur and both can use it. So the Gemara ma'abirchan ha'oimed v'acholol mitztarfin l'arbo. You could join together the earth and the space of the bor itself, of the pit. It's called the cholol, the hole in the hole which is next to the oimet. But you need to have that the earth, the standing place, will be wider than the empty space, and together there will be the size of four. So they had a question. Do you need to have it more on each side? What does it mean? So the Gemara explains. In order to use the earth around the pit and the pit itself, you must have earth on both sides of the pit. You must have a pile on both sides. So you have a pile on this side of the pit, a pile on this side of the pit, and then you have a hole in the between, so then you can join the whole thing together to become a mokum arbo. But if you have a pile only on one side, you're not going to join the hole next to it in order to create a mokum arbo. So that is clear. In addition, as we mentioned a little bit earlier in the Masechta, it's clear that the pile of earth on one side needs to be greater than the size of the pit. Because of the pit, the size of the pit is wider than the oimen in both sides, so then clearly they don't join, the pit is not bottled to the sides, and you can't join it to be the size of our bowl. Meaning the question is, what about the other oimet? Meaning like this. It's clear that in order to create a place of four and you want to use the space of the pit itself, you need to have two piles of earth on each side. And it's clear that at least one side needs to be greater than the size of the pit. But the question is, does both sides have to be greater than the size of the pit? So for example, if one side has the width of 2.5 and the pit itself has the size of 1 and the other side has the size of the width of 1/2, so the question is, can I join the half together with the 2.5? The 2.5 is greater than the pit is only 1. So can I take the 2.5 on one side, and the half on the other side, together they're 3, and take the bor in between, which is 1, and create a space of 4? Or each side around the bar needs to be greater than the size of the bar. So you need to have at least 1.5 on one side and 1.5 on the other side to join the one in between. And the Gemara remains with a question. With this we conclude Yushalmi Eruvin Daf Nun Hei.